News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
What is this, you ask? I would answer fall, at least how I remembered it. 56 now at our studios, heading for a high, barely breaking 80 today. More details from Dr. Bill coming up first. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No accidents to speak of so far. The traffic from Daphne, Spanish Ford, a smooth ride across the Bayway. And again, from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, from Highway 90, Range Line, and Theodore Dawes Road, we've had no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less, with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn. Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Tennessee.
Auburn pins its ears back. And he's dropped.
The Tigers return home to battle the Big Orange.
Set of steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. tomorrow on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
608, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. The sound you're not hearing, the sound of air conditioners running all over the city of Mobile.
Ah, yeah. Perfect.
56 now, and heading for a beautiful weekend. Dr. Bill with a full weather discussion at 6:35. Time to check headlines right now. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New numbers are in this morning associated with Hurricane Michael, now downgraded to Tropical Storm Michael. The death toll now at 6, and unfortunately, that number is expected to rise. At the height of the storm, this was a Category 4 hurricane, making landfall Wednesday near Mexico Beach. Impacted states were Florida, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia. And North Carolina and Virginia right now experiencing flash flooding. In North Carolina, a 38-year-old man, he died when a large tree fell on top of his vehicle on Highway 64 on Thursday. 5 people have died in Florida. The fatalities include a child in Seminole County and a man in Gadsden County who died after a tree fell on top of his home near Greensboro. Here's something also new. At least 53 poultry houses were destroyed in Georgia. It's where agriculture is a top industry. The state's Department of Agriculture confirming those numbers, saying that many crops like vegetables and cotton may also be affected. If you want to help the victims of Hurricane Michael, but you think you cannot afford to donate, well, Life South is encouraging you to donate blood. In an effort to maintain the blood supply at hospitals and communities which were greatly impacted by the severe storm, there is a significant need, they say, a significant shortage of type O blood and platelets of all blood types. And LifeSouth is encouraging the community to either visit a donor center or one of their mobile units. That's also where you can donate. Donors must be at least 17 years old or 16 with parental permission, weigh a minimum of 110 pounds, and be in good health. Make sure you bring your photo ID with you as well. For more information or to find a blood drive or donor center nearest you, call 1-888-795-2707. Again, that's 1-888-795-2707 or visit lifesouth.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Michael is being blamed for at least a half dozen deaths. It includes an 11-year-old Georgia girl who was killed by debris that ripped the roof off her house. Crews were searching for survivors through the seemingly endless devastation in the Florida Panhandle. Rescue teams are going door-to-door in Mexico Beach, Florida, searching for survivors of Hurricane Michael.
Trees were going by, and I realized it was our house.
State officials say 285 Mexico Beach residents ignored the mandatory evacuation order. The Alabama Department of Public Health is helping house hurricane evacuees in Baldwin County. Officials spent the day preparing the Baldwin County Coliseum to house special needs evacuees from Florida. It's not clear when those evacuees will arrive. The Coliseum can house up to 120 special needs patients and staff members. The 47th annual National Shrimp Festival in Gulf Shores starts today. Dozens of vendors will have to work harder to make up for lost time and lost money. Thousands of people hit the free festival every year. Some say they're not worried about losing a full day of potential sales. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NFL last night, the Philadelphia Eagles got back on track with a 34-13 win over the New York Giants. Before last night, the defending champion Eagles had lost two games in a row. Philly quarterback Carson Wentz threw for 278 yards and a season-high three touchdowns in the win. Here's his second of the night, giving the Eagles a 21-6 second quarter lead.
First and goal from the 10. Zone all alone for the touchdown, Zach Ertz.
The loss drops the Giants' record to 1-5 this season. Rookie running back Saquon Barkley rushed for 130 yards and a touchdown and added 99 yards receiving, while receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was kept relatively quiet, totaling only 6 receptions for 44 yards. Here's Giants quarterback Eli Manning following the game.
Obviously, not where we want to be, not happy about it, frustrated, like everybody. So, all you can do is worry about, the next game. That's the way football works.
Manning's been criticized for his play this season. Last night he was sacked 4 times and failed to throw a touchdown. In college football last night, Texas Tech beat TCU 17-14 in a Big 12 rivalry matchup in Fort Worth. Texas Tech quarterback Jet Duffy led his team in passing and rushing and scored the winning touchdown on a 38-yard run with 7 minutes to play. This weekend, there are 6 SEC games, with Kentucky and Mississippi State getting the weekend off. Starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, number 14-ranked Florida heads to Nashville to play the Vanderbilt Commodores. Gators are favored by 7 points in that game. Also at 11 o'clock, number 21-ranked Auburn hosts Tennessee. That game starts at 11, but the pregame starts right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 10 a.m. following Prep Sports Report. Auburn favored by 14.5 points over the Vols. At 2:30, number 2-ranked Georgia plays at number 13 LSU. Bulldogs are favored on the road by 7.5 points. Also at 2:30, number 22-ranked Texas A&M plays at South Carolina. Aggies are favored by 2.5. At 6 o'clock, number 1-ranked Alabama hosts Missouri.
The Crimson Tide are favored by 4 touchdowns. And at 6:30 to wrap up the night for the SEC, Ole Miss plays at Arkansas. Rebels favored by 7. There are 2 more games this weekend between top 25 ranked teams. Number 7 ranked Washington plays at number 17 Oregon at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in a Pac-12 matchup. The Huskies are favored on the road by 3.5 points. And at 6:30, number 12 Michigan hosts number 15 Wisconsin. The Wolverines are favored by 9.5 in the Big Ten matchup. The MLB Conference Series begins tonight with game 1 of the NLCS between the Milwaukee Brewers and the LA Dodgers. Starting pitchers will be Gio Gonzalez for the Brewers and Clayton Kershaw for LA. The game is set to begin at 7:09 tonight in Milwaukee. You know how we've talked about the arbitrary starting times before?
Yes.
It looks like every game this weekend will start at 9 after the hour.
Why?
I'm sure there's a story behind it, but I don't know.
We got to get to digging. I mean, because like in the regular world, things either start at the hour or the half hour mark. 6:09.
So it starts at 7:09 tonight, and game 2 begins tomorrow afternoon at 3:09. And tomorrow night, the ALCS begins from Boston with game 1 between the Houston Astros and the Red Sox. First pitch is at 7:09.
Ridiculous.
It's odd. 6:17 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, you mentioned the Brewers, and I have a story about a Halloween brew available. It's not pumpkin spice, but think about another flavor that kind of shows up at Halloween time. It's making its way into beer. We'll tell you coming up.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6940.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The sky will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. It's been a great ride from I-10, Loxley to Daphne, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling up towards Pritchard and Saraland, we've got no delays. State Troopers have been already spotted along 65, but again, a great ride in so far for our Friday morning. Market in the Square's back this Saturday and every Saturday through November 17th, running from 7:30 to morning till noon. Stop downtown to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers, even artwork. Find out more at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. Get this, 56 now at our studio's high, just barely making the 80s today. Finally, fall has arrived. I mean, our calendar arrived weeks ago, but it feels like it. Get more from Dr. Bill on our weekend ahead coming up in just a few minutes. Also, this story, it's just in time for Halloween. It is a new beer flavor. It's not pumpkin. Everything else is pumpkin spice, but according to WISN in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's a unique twist on a popular Halloween treat. The Westalian Brewing Company in West Allis, Wisconsin, debuted a candy corn beer for fall.
Candy corn beer.
So the beer is based on a typical cream ale with malts and sugars, and then a house-made candy corn flavoring is also mixed in. It's going to be on the tap at the brewery the whole way through the end of October. So if you want to fly up to Wisconsin, you can grab yourself some candy corn. And so here, I'm trying to, what you're hearing is my brain working around this. I like beer,
mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to eat a candy, I'm not a big candy, but I will eat the candy corn.
Do you feel the same about the little candy pumpkins as you do the candy
corn?
They're
a little too much.
Okay.
Like I like them, but I can't. They're too much sugar rich. Like, there's just a little too, maybe it's the there's too much marshmallow in them or something.
Too much mellow, yeah.
Yeah, it's I like the idea of them. And then when I bite into them, I kind of like for a second like them. Then I go, And plus, for the candy pumpkins, you can't make the fangs,
right.
So the Dracula teeth.
That's the like most that, important part.
That's what I do with the candy corn. I've taught my children. Both of them learned early on how to use candy corn to make fangs, and then you go and go, I'm gonna suck your blood.
If you have bugles in the house, then it's over. You got the nails and the fangs.
That's correct. I may or may not have done that at the dinner table once or twice. My poor children. 622 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you were hoping to meet Vice President Mike Pence this week, his trip to Georgia and Alabama has been canceled. This is the second time in as many months due to the weather and its aftermath. Yesterday, the VP was scheduled to be the keynote speaker at a GOP fundraiser supporting Republican Brian Kemp and his bid for Georgia governor. Pence had been scheduled to come to Georgia last month, but that event was canceled due to Hurricane Florence. Mr. Pence headlined a rally for Kemp back in July, just ahead of the Republican primary runoff. Kemp faces Democrat Stacey Abrams in next month's general election. Vice President Pence also was forced to cancel a trip to Birmingham for a National Republican Senatorial Committee fundraiser. A PE teacher at Fruitdale High School is now on administrative leave, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest after cell phone video captures an altercation with a 15-year-old student. Washington County Sheriff's Investigator Ricky Davidson told the Call News that a harassment warrant has been issued for Steve Harden, prompted by complaints by the student and his parents. Witnesses who have seen the video say the student is seen on the ground with an adult with his knee on top of him. That adult then pulls the student up by his t-shirt. Video was posted by the student's aunt to social media. Now, Davidson also tells the Call News that the student does admit to starting the altercation by hitting the teacher Monday afternoon. As for Mr. Harden, he has been with the school since September of this year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Friday, and what a Friday it is. Feels fantastic outside. We'll talk to Dr. Bill, get more on that. I'll amuse him with my discussion of the dog barometer that I've been doing for years. He still doesn't ever see it coming. Kind of tell him how I gauge the weather is the reaction. It used to be the reaction of just one dog. Over the last couple of years, there's now three dogs at the Sullivan House. And even last night, not just this morning, last night, they were bouncing around on the back porch. I mean, just full of energy.
That's awesome.
The doggies are happy when it's, you know, cools down.
When you have to make them come inside.
That's right. And they're doing lots of, like, jumping or, like, leaping for no reason, like sport leaping. Like, just they're just jumping.
Mm-hmm. I also liked last night, I actually smelled the burning of firewood for the first time in a while. I smelled it over summer, but it wasn't the same thing.
Okay, I smelled it, too. And I smelled it, not in my house, but I was by my my mother-in-law's house, and which is west of Hillcrest off of Greelot, and I got out and I smelled it distinctly there. I don't know if somebody was burning like a backyard chimenea, which, I mean, it's ridiculous because it was probably in the 60s. Oh, yeah. Gosh, let's warm up. Or I was smelling that smoke that was still residual from what we, you know, Midday Mobile yesterday had so many questions about the smoke over the city, which it turned out I ended up calling the Alabama Forestry folks up in Millery in Washington County, and they said it was a control burn. Really, it was a site prep burn, not to get nerdy here, but that was done on about 200 acres up there. They said that was the account for all the smoke. And, you know, I got pictures from people as far south as Fort Borken were sending pictures in of that smoke. That, according to Alabama Forestry, that was coming from that site prep burn done right on the Mobile, Washington County line, but still in Washington County to the northeast of Citronelle. Maybe that still was the smell. It was definitely wood smoke I smelled as well. I thought maybe, you know, somebody had like a backyard burn, but maybe it was just the residual, because as the air cools, smoke that might have been up high settles down, and that smoke comes back to the earth.
Maybe that's what it was. If you smelled some firewood, or what I thought was firewood, well, I'm on the, maybe that's exactly
I'm not far from your house at her house. You know, I'm just to the north of y'all. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, by maybe 5 miles, but I'm just, I mean, it's pretty much a straight line. So,
right.
Just a guess on that. By the way, the situation, obviously, in Florida Panhandle is just unbelievably bad. At least 6 deaths now blamed on Hurricane Michael. 4 in Florida, 1 in Georgia, 1 in North Carolina. You heard Kelly talk about that. Here you go. 1.37 million homes and businesses are without electricity in 5 states. Block after block has been obliterated there at Mexico Beach. If you look at our Facebook page, you'll see that flyover video, and it's just unbelievably saddening. This is pretty much Mexico Beach is the landfall location for Hurricane Michael when it came ashore with 155 mile per hour winds. Devastation caused by Michael came into focus yesterday with rows upon rows of homes found smashed to pieces, and rescue crews still struggling to enter stricken areas in hopes of accounting for hundreds of people who stayed behind. What was the number we heard? 230 or something like that stayed behind?
Somewhere around 230. And if you haven't seen that drone video, which, like Sean said, is posted on our Facebook, it looks like a war zone. And that's
it is something. What is weird, though, what stands out to me is you'll see a home that, now we don't know what condition it is inside, but the home's still standing, and then 2 blocks worth of just absolutely wiped out homes. Check it out. We'll talk more about that coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Search and rescue teams in Central Texas have recovered the bodies of 2 people reported missing when an RV park flooded earlier this week. It happened in Junction, Texas. Emergency crews are still looking for 2 people. 3 of those missing were from Flomadon.
So have more land to work with as the river has receded.
This morning, officials have not identified the victims. Hospitals in Panama City sustained significant damage from Hurricane Michael and are now evacuating patients. Some of those patients have been arriving at Providence Hospital overnight. Providence says they were expecting around 40 patients from Bay Medical Sacred Heart in Panama City. Damage to Bay Medical included blown out windows, cracked walls, and roof damage. A homeless man is accused of molesting a 6-year-old girl at a hurricane evacuation shelter in Crestview. 60-year-old John Stapleton is charged. A witness told deputies she saw a video of Stapleton touching the girl under her clothes. Investigators reviewed the video and say Stapleton admitted doing it. Deputies say the crime happened Wednesday at Davidson Middle School, a shelter for special needs people in Crestview. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too, using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432.
Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
European nations are expressing concern this morning over the disappearance of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul, as Turkey says it has audio and video evidence showing he was killed in the Saudi Arabian consulate there. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of Hurricane Michael this morning on the Florida Panhandle. Rescuers from the Federal Emergency Management Agency are using dogs and drones, FEMA Administrator Brock Long saying it's a challenge.
Unfortunately, these storms are classified by winds, but that's not wind damage that you see. That's the ocean just coming upon shore and pushing buildings out of the way. And that's why we ask people to evacuate, because a lot of people that stay behind, that don't heed the warning and experience storm surge, don't live to tell about it.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl, who has been entangled in two major sexual abuse and cover-up scandals. Pre-market trading shows Wall Street stocks poised to regain some of the ground they lost in the last 2 days. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. In bad news for homebuyers, mortgage rates are up. The average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate home loan hit 5% yesterday, a level it hasn't seen since February 2011. Treasure Island Foods is facing another lawsuit. Non-unionized workers say they weren't given sufficient layoff notice under Illinois and federal law. The 10 former workers who filed the lawsuit in federal court in Chicago allege Treasure Island didn't give workers the 60-day notice that's typically required for mass layoffs. The workers were told last month the chain would close its last stores by today. It did so Wednesday. Energy stocks led U.S. markets lower yesterday after a bigger-than-expected rise in domestic crude inventories, the third weekly advance in a row, and a drag on the Dow and the S&P. The Dow dropped more than 500 points to a new session low yesterday and ended the day 545 points down. The S&P dropped 57 and the Nasdaq fell 93. But futures are pointed toward a market rebound at a higher open at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranted buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60-foot building for less than $25,000, or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space, and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now, weather. with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Hallelujah. I know you've got all the actual, you know, scientific gear there to measure things like temperature, wind speed, the barometer. But I can tell you this, the three Sullivan dogs this morning were dancing an Irish jig on the back porch. Heck, they were doing it last night, which tells me fall weather has arrived.
It has, definitely has, and it's really just comfortable outside right now. Nice cool weather, and it's going to stay with us for, well, really several days. We're going to warm up a little bit over the weekend, but nothing like what we had over the last couple of weeks. And then we'll see some cool air again reinforce what we've got later in the week, and so it looked pretty good. I think we're now definitely moving into fall. And today should be a sunny day, about 78 for the high today, with a north wind around 10 miles per hour. Very comfortable day. Tonight, we'll be back in the 50s again, about 58 degrees for tonight under mostly clear skies. And then for the weekend, looking good, mostly sunny skies. For Saturday, we'll warm up into the 80s, around 84 degrees for tomorrow, but very low humidity. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny again, a little warmer, getting up to around 87, 88 degrees, but again, the humidity on the low side. As we look ahead to the beginning of next week, mostly sunny on Monday. A few scattered showers are possible in the afternoon. It'll be in the upper 80s. And then on Tuesday, a chance again for a few showers and a high in the mid-80s. So we're going to keep out of those 90s now. We're definitely heading into fall.
Yeah, it feels fantastic out there, and 50s all over the map this morning as people are getting started on a Friday. Let's talk about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, Dr. Bill. The flyover video that is on our Facebook page, so many other places, it's in some, you know, narrow sections of Mexico Beach and other areas, it's totally gone, devastated.
Yeah, it's really amazing, and even Tyndall Air Force Base was hit very, very bad, and quite a bit of damage, destruction there across the air base, and they were right in the middle of the storm, in fact, right in the eye. But that storm now is just off the mid-Atlantic states, and it's still called a tropical storm, but it's changing now. It's on, hooked up with a cold front, and that's going to change the whole structure of the system. No longer is a warm core. Now it's along a boundary between cold and warm air, but it's still producing some very strong winds. It's still a low pressure area, air circulating around it, and right offshore it's producing winds of 60 miles an hour off the New Jersey coast. It's going to continue now out into the open waters and continue as a rather strong low-pressure system, and as I mentioned yesterday, it will most likely end up in France early next week.
And elsewhere in the tropics, you're still watching another couple systems.
Yeah, Leslie has been around for a long, long time. Leslie is a hurricane with about 90-mile-per-hour winds, and it's moving more toward the east. In fact, it's getting very close to Morocco in northwest Africa. And this is a storm that was out in the middle of the Atlantic. But once it gets close to Morocco, it's going to turn and head back to the west again.
Say what?
It's going to head back to the west, although indications are that it will continue, it'll lose strength as it heads back out into the open waters of the Atlantic. It looked like for several times it was going to die out, but it never did, and so we'll watch this one very carefully. Nadine is down in the tropical Atlantic, way in the eastern Atlantic. It's moving more to the northwest, and we don't expect much from that system.
Wow. October, getting near mid-October and still busy in the tropics. Remind folks, even though the national news seems to think that hurricane season ends October 1st or Halloween, they're inaccurate in that, correct?
It keeps going because the ocean waters, they really don't reach their peak until you get into the middle, the latter part of September. So, they're still warm.
Yep, even though the air temperature is cooling off places like there, like here, we still have warm temps in the Gulf and the Atlantic.
The water still holds on to the heat for a considerable period of time.
Right, so that's why that early part of the season, even though we do get some storms and the air temp warms up, it's warm on shore, but the water hasn't gotten that warm yet.
That's right. And of course, it takes longer for the Atlantic, the deep water, to warm up as opposed to some of the areas in the Gulf, the Western Gulf and the Western Caribbean.
Do you think the way Katrina has been studied by meteorologists, do you think that Michael will be? Is there anything of what you can see right now with the storm that will be one of study?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly we'll be looking at the rapid increase in intensity and all the factors that went into that. Katrina was a little bit different. It reached its peak out over the Gulf, and then its intensity decreased mainly because it went through a eye wall replacement cycle in which the inner eye wall gradually fell apart, and then a new eye wall formed at a larger diameter. During that time, it tends to lose strength. But it also becomes a bigger storm in total area. And Katrina was much bigger in total area than Michael.
That's one of the only very few blessings with Michael is that its span was not any bigger than it was.
Exactly.
With that destruction. Yep. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back next hour for the weekend weather scale.
Okay, Sean.
Tropical weather expert, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, so Michael, the third strongest storm recorded in history.
Amazing. And think of how fast it came together. That's just, because just last week we were saying there's a disturbance in the Gulf and it could become something. It's definitely headed this way, but we don't know what will become of it now. The third biggest storm in the U.S.
Yeah, so it hit U.S. mainland, to be specific here. But, you know, people will go back maybe in retrospect and look at, okay, here's how much money it costs in recovery. And there's some reasons it won't be at the level of a Katrina. There's going to be levels that won't be at the level of an Andrew. The area it hit, right? Not as populated.
Mm-hmm.
The intensity of the storm, but also it was not, like Dr. Bill said, Katrina, we both talked about it, even though the president seemed to think the other day that that Hurricane Michael took up the entire Gulf. It did not. Katrina did at one point, and you got to think you had Katrina effects from Pensacola to Belchase, Louisiana. Further back then. So there were a lot more areas to be destroyed, infrastructure, people's lives to be wrecked as well, compared to what happened with Michael. But for that area, that swath where Michael did hit with those extremely fast winds, I mean, it is absolute devastation as you see it over there. And our hearts are with the people in the Florida Panhandle, and we can help them as well. It seems like a lot of the agencies right now are saying, hey, we've got things, we're going to need y'all's help. But it's not, because everybody's wanting to help out. I get it. I have the same emotion. And a lot of things we've seen have been like, we're working right now. We don't know exactly what we need yet, but we will need stuff. I have a feeling that next week after, is when we're going to be filling trucks full of stuff, doing those kind of things. So just keep that in your heart right now to help out. But, even if it's not today and this weekend, it may be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday that those agencies are saying, hey, we need these supplies. We now know exactly what we need and for whom we need. So still be ready to give them. All right, time to check traffic. Here's Kane.
From the Pits and Suns Towing Recovery Traffic Center, 3 Notch at Shemps Lane have got an accident without injuries. As officers are moving it out of the roadway, traffic looks good so far. For the 1065 split traveling downtown from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork, light traffic as the school buses are rolling with no major backups or delays. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. You'll be able to taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment from around the globe, and shop for special treasures you won't find anywhere but there. Get details online at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065 extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065 extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
6:45, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News from our nation's capital. As Thursday, the U.S. Senate confirmed an Alabama judge as U.S. District Judge for the state's Northern District. Right now, Judge Lyles Burke currently serves as an associate judge in the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. His confirmation to the federal judgeship was announced by Senator Richard Shelby, who describes Judge Burke as, quote, extremely qualified for this high honor, having served as a judge in Alabama for over a decade. I congratulate Judge Burke on this prestigious achievement, and am confident he will serve our nation well. Judge Burke was nominated by President Trump back in September of 2017. Also, according to that announcement from Senator Shelby, Judge Burke was named to the appeals court by former Governor Bob Riley in 2011 and then elected without opposition to a full term on the court in 2012. Prior to serving on the Court of Appeals, Judge Burke was appointed to be a district judge for Marshall County. Judge Burke created Marshall County's first family drug court and started one of the state's first domestic violence courts. There was a two-alarm house fire in Mobile last night. Mobile Fire Rescue had to battle that fire on George Street at Palmetto Street just before 9:30 p.m. First crew to arrive to the Midtown home reported the house was fully engulfed in flames. That is when they called for the second alarm. Now, thankfully, no one was inside the home at the time of the fire and no injuries were reported. Happening right now, the investigation is ongoing as to what started that fire. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Michael is being blamed for at least a half dozen deaths. It includes an 11-year-old Georgia girl who was killed by debris that ripped the roof off her house. Crews were searching for survivors through the seemingly endless devastation in the Florida Panhandle. Rescue teams are going door-to-door in Mexico Beach, Florida, searching for survivors of Hurricane Michael.
Trees were going by, and I realized it was our house.
State officials say 285 Mexico Beach residents ignored the mandatory evacuation order. The Alabama Department of Public Health is helping house Hurricane evacuees in Baldwin County. Officials spent the day preparing the Baldwin County Coliseum to house special needs evacuees from Florida. It's not clear when those evacuees will arrive. The Coliseum can house up to 120 special needs patients and staff members. The 47th annual National Shrimp Festival in Gulf Shore starts today. Dozens of vendors will have to work harder to make up for lost time and lost money. Thousands of people hit the free festival every year. Some say they're not worried about losing a full day of potential sales. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL last night, the Philadelphia Eagles got back on track with a 34-13 win over the New York Giants. Before last night, the defending champion Eagles had lost two games in a row. Philly quarterback Carson Wentz threw for 278 yards and a season-high three touchdowns. Here's his second of the night, giving the Eagles a 21-6 second quarter lead.
First and goal from the 10. Zone all alone for the touchdown, Zach Ertz.
The loss drops the Giants' record to 1-5 this season, even though they have two of maybe the best athletes on offense in the entire league. Rookie running back Saquon Barkley rushed for 130 yards and a touchdown and added 99 yards receiving, while receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was kept relatively quiet, at least on the field, totaling only six receptions for 44 yards. Here's Giants quarterback Eli Manning following the game.
Obviously, not where we want to be, not happy about it, frustrated, like everybody. So, all you can do is worry about, the next game. That's the way football works.
Pretty inspiring.
that's great. That's great. Manning's rousing speech.
Yeah, he's really firing up for the next game. Manning's been criticized for his play this season. Last night he was sacked four times and failed to throw a touchdown. In college football last night, Texas Tech beat TCU 17-14 in a Big 12 rivalry matchup in Fort Worth. Texas Tech quarterback Jet Duffy led his team in passing and rushing. He scored the winning touchdown on a 38-yard run with 7 minutes to play. This weekend there are six SEC games, with Kentucky and Mississippi State getting the weekend off. Starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, number 21-ranked Auburn hosts the Tennessee Vols. That game is from Auburn. We'll have the pregame right here on FM Talk 106.5 starting at 10 before the game kicks off at 11. Auburn favored by 14.5 points. Also at 11 o'clock, number 14-ranked Florida heads to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores. The Gators are favored by 7 points. At 2:30, it's the SEC game of the day. Number 2-ranked Georgia travels to Baton Rouge to take on the number 13-ranked LSU Tigers. The Bulldogs are favored by 7.5 points. Also at 2:30, number 22-ranked Texas A&M plays at South Carolina. The Aggies are favored by 2.5. At 6 o'clock, number 1-ranked Alabama hosts the Missouri Tigers in Tuscaloosa.
Trap game.
It is a trap game. If you ask Nick Saban, this one's a trap game, and the next one. We'll be going into the national championship, and he'll say this is a trap game right here.
Trap game.
Alabama favored by 28 points over the Tigers. Also at 6:30 tomorrow night, Ole Miss plays at Arkansas. Rebels favored by 7. There are two more games this weekend between top 25-ranked teams. In the Pac-12, number 7-ranked Washington plays at number 17-ranked Oregon at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. And at 6:30, a Big Ten matchup. Number 12-ranked Michigan hosts number 15, Wisconsin. The MLB Conference Series begin tonight with Game 1 of the NLCS between the Milwaukee Brewers and the L.A. Dodgers. Starting pitchers will be Gio Gonzalez for the Brewers and Clayton Kershaw for L.A. Game is set to begin at 7:09 tonight in Milwaukee. Game 2 will begin tomorrow afternoon at 3:09, and then tomorrow night, the ALCS begins from Boston with Game 1 between the Houston Astros and the Red Sox. First pitch is set for 7:09 p.m. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department now at 3 Notch in Trench Lane. Keep in mind that fall break for Baldwin County and public schools today and Monday, so you're going to see lighter than usual traffic. No problems across the Bayway for now. And if you're traveling northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, watch your speed. State troopers are there. The South Alabama football team hosting Alabama State Hornets tomorrow at LAD. The first 5,000 fans will receive a free Jaguar shaker with a Raising Cane's offer. Get your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
Not sure, on a family dispute, 28571.
No, no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
844-5393.
All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. To evacuate or not to evacuate when a severe storm is headed your way? That was the question we asked you on Thursday's show, thanks to our avid Mobile Mornings listener, Ben in Fairhope. Many of you chimed in. Well, perhaps our airwaves were picked up by a Florida hurricane expert who now says that officials need to study why so many people refuse to evacuate ahead of a deadly storm. Craig Fugate is the former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency and a former emergency management chief for the state of Florida. The AP is reporting that Fugate is skeptical of reports that 285 people just refused to obey mandatory evacuation orders. But he says he does understand that many people felt like they could not afford to evacuate or thought the storm would not hit so hard. He said, quote, "Why people didn't evacuate is something we should be studying. Is there more the government can do?" He goes on to say that preventing more devastation in future hurricanes depends on people abandoning arguments that stringent building codes make homes too costly or difficult to build, saying, quote, "We have to build better, more resilient homes so hurricanes are not so devastating. It's not that we don't know how to build them." The month of October is starting to zoom by, and of course, many families are looking forward to Halloween. If you're looking for a scary yet fun and safe place to take your little sweet goblin, head to Boo at Bellingraph Saturday, October the 27th. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the gardens will be filled with treat stations set up by volunteers from local businesses and organizations. Also, there will be musical entertainment on the Live Oak Plaza and food trucks on the Great Lawn. Dr. G will present two magic shows and make fun balloons for children on request. And the Mobile Public Library and our friends there will present spooky story time and a gazebo garden. If you'd like more information, call 251-973-2217 or bellingraph.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.52. And also, my daughter and a bunch of very talented actors are performing Once Upon This Island. That's happening at Bellingraph Grand Lawn, happening tonight and tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Some more information, go to the Pact Mobile online. We'll put that link up on my Twitter feed here shortly. You know, proud daddy stuff.